Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Welcome, of course, to you, to my show, From Stress to Authentic Success, the place where busy professionals and entrepreneurs and so many of you find the tools and inspiration to lead an authentic, of course, and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and today we are diving into a topic that is incredibly timely and important: how to transition from the relaxation of a holiday back into the demands of daily life without losing that sense of peace and balance that you and I, we've worked so hard to cultivate. It's all about mastering the art of stress-free success. Whether you are just fresh off a vacation, a weekend away, or even just that brief little pause, the challenge of reintegrating into your routine can absolutely feel overwhelming, and the emails pile up and the deadlines loom, and suddenly you're back in the thick of it, feeling that stress and pressure mounting. And it's easy to fall back into old habits, pushing yourself so hard, neglecting your well-being, and slipping into that familiar cycle of overwhelm and burnout. I know all about it, but believe me, it does not have to be this way. Today, I want to share with you some essential self-care strategies to help you maintain that holiday bliss and avoid the post-holiday slump. Yes, kids go back to school and we go back to work. We'll talk about many different things like how to shift your mindset, create lasting habits, find a sustainable rhythm that allows you to stay absolutely calm, focused, and productive even when life gets so busy again. That's what the months of September, October, November, December are all about. Now, throughout our time together, I'll be sharing, of course, like always, like every single week, practical tips, insightful quotes, powerful reflections that will not only help you ease back into your daily grind, but also empower you to create that life that feels balanced and fulfilled all year round. Isn't that the purpose? And I believe in this show, we are every single time doing this again and again with an expert or with myself. And so today, it's all about me again being here with you. So grab a cup of coffee or tea, a glass of water or a glass of wine, wherever you are in the world, and find a comfortable spot. Let's get started, because your well-being matters. It even matters to me. And it's time to prioritize it, no matter how busy life gets. So we're talking about from overdrive to thriving. I've mentioned that a lot of times already. Let's first define overdrive. For some of you, maybe if you are listening and you're a bit new to that term, what exactly is overdrive? And yeah, it is a common pitfall that many of us, especially us high-achieving professionals and entrepreneurs, tend to fall into. Overdrive is that state of constantly pushing ourselves to the limit. You know that. Always striving to do more, to be more, to achieve more, to be that somebody, to help other people along the way again and again. It's the mindset that tells us that we can't stop, because if we do, we might just fall behind. And so it's waking up in the morning with a sense of urgency. I remember I had that often, feeling like the day is already slipping away before it's even begun. Does that sound familiar to you? Overdrive might seem like a badge of honor in our fast-paced world, because we're often told that the key to success is that hard work. While that's true to an extent, of course, but there's a fine line between working hard and overworking. Overdrive leads us to believe that the harder and the longer we work, the more successful we'll be. But what we often don't realize is that this constant push can lead, of course, to burnout, stress, and even serious health issues. Now, let me give you a little personal story here, because you know by now my story about 25 years ago. But I want to share an own experience with you that many of you probably can relate to. What? Because at the start of the COVID pandemic, now about even more than 4 years ago, I found myself again trapped in the overdrive cycle. I was running this growing business, juggling many, many multiple projects, how you call it, trying to meet everyone's expectations, clients, family, etc. And I thought that if I just worked a little harder, stayed up a little later, I'd get everything done and finally be able to relax. I just wanted to help so many people because there was such a need for help and guidance in that period. But that moment of relaxation never came. I went on, and I was often exhausted, irritable, and I started to notice that my passion for work was fading. It was like I was on a treadmill. You know that feeling? That kept speeding up, and it was as if I couldn't get off that treadmill. It wasn't until my body stopped me once again with a serious COVID infection, literally ending up in hospital, that I realized something had to change again. I got back in that overdrive cycle. Now, I had been in overdrive for a while, and I lost sight of what really mattered, and that is an important thing. It is so easy to be in overdrive, even a positive overdrive, I thought it was, and forget our own well-being. I was in that modus again of only trying to help that tsunami of anxious, fearful clients, neglecting once again my own self-care and well-being as a deeply caring, highly sensitive entrepreneur and professional. Now, you might be wondering, am I personally in overdrive? Ask yourself that question, because it can be very tricky to recognize, because our culture often celebrates, like I've talked in many shows already, about the outside success. It celebrates this kind of relentless work ethic. But there are so many signs. Fatigue, even after a full night's sleep, is actually one of the major ones. Another is that irritability, of course, because when you lack sleep, you become irritable, feeling like even the smallest setbacks are overwhelming. You might also notice that there is a persistent sense of anxiety or a feeling that no matter how much you accomplish, it's never enough. Maybe you are feeling that need of perfection. That is something that I see here every single week in my practice. Now, another red flag is the never-ending to-do list, and I have one just next to me here that only seems to grow, and I will give you a lot of tips here for that. Now, if you're finding it hard to unwind, even when you do take time off, or if you feel guilty for not working, something that I often experience, these are strong indicators that you're stuck in overdrive. And overdrive is my biggest pitfall. It's one of the things that I feel that I easily fall into the trap of. So the problem is, when we operate like this for a long time, for too long, it starts to take on a toll, not just on your physical health, but also on your mental and emotional well-being. So now that you know what overdrive is, we've identified what it looks like and why it is so damaging, the next step is figuring out how to shift out of it. Remember my book, Shifting Out of Chronic Stress? Yes. And start thriving instead. So stop surviving and start thriving. And we're going to dive into that right after the commercial and the little break I'm going to have now. Stay tuned, because when we come back, I'll share a lot of practical steps that you can take to move from overdrive to that state where you can truly thrive both in your business and in your life. Talk to you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, of course, and we are now hitting the second part of the show, and the show is all about from overdrive to thrive, mastering that art of stress-free success, of course. In that first segment before the commercial, we talked about the trap of overdrive, how it can sneak up on us, and why it is so detrimental to our well-being. Now, let's shift a few gears and talk about how to move from overdrive to thrive practically. Because the truth is that life isn't just about getting things done. It's about finding fulfillment and, of course, balance along the way. The first step to shifting out of that overdrive is acknowledging the need for change. It might seem obvious to you, but it is so often the hardest part. So many of us still neglect, ignore, and hide it. We're conditioned to believe that our value is tied to our productivity, and it can be so difficult to let go of that mindset. But recognizing that you are running on empty, like I did at a certain stage in my life, I had to take responsibility. That is something that is going to be a crucial step for you. It's about saying to yourself, I deserve better than this constant hustle and stress. I deserve to thrive, not just survive. So that is a huge thing. Now, once you've acknowledged that need for change and you know where you are, the next step is to start implementing boundaries. So many people found that setting boundaries sounds simple, but it can be incredibly, I promise you, incredibly challenging, especially for those of us who are used to being available 24/7, like I am. Again, this is out of personal experience that I'm talking. Start by setting clear work hours and stick to them. Decide what your work day will be, where it starts and where it ends, and make it non-negotiable. It doesn't matter you're slacking off. It means you're valuing your time and energy. As the saying goes, you teach people how to treat you by what you allow, what you stop, and what you reinforce. I love that phrase. So another boundary to consider is, of course, the technology use. In today's digital age, it is so easy to be plugged in all the time. And I don't have to tell you this. It is that constant connectivity that can keep us in a state of high alert. It is a stress modus, making it very difficult to relax. Try setting specific times to check your emails, social media, and don't be afraid, really. Take that action. Don't be afraid to unplug completely outside of those times. You'll be amazed at how much more present and focused you will feel. And you set an example towards others. Of course, we have to talk about self-care as well. Self-care is a term that is thrown around a lot these days. I've been using it for more than a decade, but it is essential to truly understand what it means. And me, seen as an expert of self-care, the queen of self-care, I can tell you that it's not just about bubble baths and spa days and yoga classes and, you know, a wellness day. It's not just about that. Although, of course, those can be absolutely great. It is about making choices on a daily basis that nourish your body, your mind, and your soul. So start by making small, consistent changes to your daily routine. And I often talk about that. For example, if you have identified for yourself that a morning walk brings you peace, then make it a regular part of your day. That doesn't have to be, you know, an hour or a marathon or just a 10-minute stroll can make a world of difference. And in summertime, it's easier, of course, than in wintertime. But the key is to integrate these moments of self-care into your daily life so they become a routine, like brushing your teeth, for example. Maya Angelou, one of my examples, said, "You alone are enough. You have nothing to prove to anybody." So this quote reminds me and can remind you that self-care is about recognizing your inherent worth. It's not about earning it. It's not about pushing yourself to be somebody. You are enough. Just on your own. You have nothing to prove to anybody. I so like that. Another strategy is to practice mindful productivity. And this means being intentional about how you spend your time and energy. It's personal. Instead of trying to do everything at once, focus on your most important tasks, those that align with your goals, with your values. There's a fantastic tool that I often use, which is the rule of three. Each day, I identify just three key tasks that I want to accomplish. And it helps me to prevent all the overwhelm and the overdrive. And it keeps me focused on what truly matters. The rule of three. Oh, yes. So remember, productivity isn't about how much you get done. It's about getting the right things done. It's a big difference. When you work from a place of purpose rather than pressure, you'll find that you're not only more efficient, but also more fulfilled, of course. I repeat, take action. Work from a place of purpose, not from a place of pressure. And that leads me to self-compassion, of course. Because perhaps most importantly, practicing self-compassion could be the key for you to shift out of your overdrive. The journey from overdrive to thriving isn't a straight line, and there will be always bumps along the way. I see it every day here with my clients, with my VIP clients, how we slip back easily into old habits, but that's okay. What is important is how you respond to those moments. Instead of being the judge and beating up yourself, and you just acknowledge what happened, you learn from it and move forward with kindness towards yourself. I always say to my clients, start singing the song of Britney Spears, "Oops, I did it again," and move forward. As you navigate this transition, remember also the words of Kristen Neff, who is a really self-compassionate pioneer. These words are, "Self-compassion is simply giving the same kindness to ourselves that we would give to others." Oh, yes. This shift in perspective can make all the difference as you and I, we work to create a more balanced and fulfilling life. By taking all these practical steps, first of all, acknowledging the need for change, then setting the boundaries, then prioritizing self-care, practicing that mindful productivity and embracing self-compassion, you will see that you will begin to move from a state of overdrive to a state where you can truly start thriving. There's a next part in this show that I want to explore with you. It is how to sustain that new kind of mindset and daily routine in the long term and create that lifestyle that supports your well-being. Let's get into building consistent habits, because one of the keys to maintaining balance is building consistent habits that support your well-being. It's important to remember that habits are not formed overnight. They are not. They require time, patience, and repetition. And that is one of the things that my clients love the most. It's about the accountability and the guidance and the repetition again and again to integrate these small habits into your life. But the good news, and I see it every day here, is that small, consistent actions lead to the biggest results over time. So start by identifying one or two small habits that align with your goals. Which one would it be? Maybe it's setting aside time each morning for a little meditation or quiet reflection. Or maybe it is ensuring you take a lunch break. That is also one from your desk, for example. It all might seem like a small action, but when you do these consistently, they're going to create a foundation of self-care that becomes your second nature. Isn't that what we want? And there's, I can't remember, I think it's James Clear who said, "You do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems." And I really like this quote because I think it's powerful, a powerful reminder that it's the systems and the habits that you create that will sustain your balance, not just your intention. Oh, if intention is important, don't get me wrong, but it is the action that goes with it. It is the systems and the habits that will sustain that balance. And of course, I cannot ignore, as I just said, the accountability and the support system. That is a crucial element in sustaining balance. Accountability is what I do here every day with my clients. Why I have my own coaches and therapists. Change is always easier when you have the support, whether it's from a friend, a coach, or even a community of like-minded individuals. For me, it's the one-on-one that works well, or the little groups that work well. So share your goals with someone you trust and check in with each other on a regular basis. This not only keeps you accountable, but it also provides the encouragement and motivation when the going gets tough. And that is something that I see here as well, is that it is such a help and such a beautiful motivation to be able to get reflection, to get asked questions, to go deeper into the why, or into the why the old habit is creeping up again, in going into the root causes of why we have certain behaviors and habits. And so all that in today's connected world, there are so many available avenues, whether it's social media, an app, whether it's an online forum, connecting with others who are on a similar journey can really make a difference. And you know by now that you don't have to do it alone. Like Brené Brown always says, you don't have to do it all alone. You were never meant to do it alone. And so in my intakes, in my first conversations with clients, that is one that I always say, give the example to your kids. If you are not just a professional and an entrepreneur, but also a parent, or even to your close family, just give the example of choosing for yourself and asking for help. It is a strength and not a weakness. Once again, I repeat it again and again. And so There is another one that I really want to discuss with you, and that is to sustain that balance and that fulfillment that we are talking about. We need to be willing to reevaluate and adjust. And there as well, a coach can be very, very helpful. Life is really dynamic, and what works for you today might not be as effective for you tomorrow. So we need sometimes to take a step back and assess how things are going and adjust accordingly. Are your habits still serving you? That's quite an important question. Are you sure? Or do you need to make adjustments to better align with your current circumstances? This process of continuous improvement keeps you in tune with your needs, and it ensures that your strategies remain effective, because it needs to be efficient as well. It's a reminder that self-care isn't static. It's a living, evolving practice, a daily practice that should grow and change with you. That is such an important part here that I don't often talk about. It's that re-evaluation, that adjustment, that assessment, and taking action accordingly. As Tony Robbins often says, stay committed to your decisions, but stay flexible in your approach. And this flexibility allows you to adapt and thrive no matter what life is throwing at your way. It doesn't matter what comes to you. It's those things that make a difference. And finally, while we talk about Tony Robbins, he's one of the major examples for me in mindset. Let's talk about that power of mindset and affirmations in sustaining our balance. The way you talk to yourself matters. Watch your language. It shapes your reality. In my book, step number four, be aware of your words. It says it all. You need to incorporate positive words, positive affirmations into your daily routine to reinforce your own commitment to your own balance and well-being. And I'm worthy of rest. So just simple statements. I'm worthy of taking me, time for myself. I choose balance. I prioritize my health and well-being. All these little words and sentences can create that powerful mindset over time. Mindset is not just about thinking positively, of course. It's about cultivating that perspective that empowers you to take control of your life and your choices. When you consistently affirm your commitment to self-care, you will build a mindset that supports sustained balance and resilience. I really like the saying, your thoughts create your reality. So make sure your thoughts are building a reality that aligns with the life that you want to live. Oh, yes. Your thoughts, your words, your inner dialogue creates your reality. So be careful with what you say to yourself. You know by now that the most important relationship is the relationship with yourself. So how do you talk to yourself? How kind are you to yourself with words? Or are you judging all the time? Is that inner critic constantly there? Because that brings you in overdrive as well. So, as I said to you, sustaining those daily routines, that balance that we all aim for, is an ongoing journey. But with the right little shifts, the right little actions, the support, the flexibility, the mindset, you can create a lifestyle that truly supports your well-being for the long haul. Remember, I always say, it's not about perfection. It's about progress and commitment to your own health and happiness. And as we're going to wrap up, the second part, which I think you've got so many in this. If you want to re-listen to this part, please do, because there's so many strategies and tips I'm giving you here. Just now, after the break, we will move again into a final little recap on integrating all these strategies into your busy life so that you can keep thriving, I have to say in English, even when things get hectic. Now, stay with me because I'll be back and then we will go into the last part of this show titled From Overdrive to Thrive, Mastering the Art of Stress-Free Success. I so wish this for you. Stress-free success to me is that authentic success. The more you are you, the more you are aligned with your core values and needs, with who you are, installing the daily habits that nourish you and your soul, the more stress-free success you are going to experience. I guarantee you that. We will have a little break now and I'll talk to you just after the break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to you, and I can't believe how much we have covered today, from understanding that post-holiday overwhelm, shifting from overdrive to balance, sustaining that balance with long-term habits. Now, let's bring it all together in this last little part and talk about how you can practically integrate all these self-care strategies into your busy life. Because let's face it, and I know for sure, life isn't slowing down, and neither are your responsibilities nor mine. But that doesn't mean you can't find ways to nurture yourself amidst that hustle. So I call it small moments, big impact. One of the biggest misconceptions about self-care, and that has been going on in all the workshops that I give, in all the speeches that I give, people think that self-care requires a lot of time. Now, in reality, that is not the truth, because it's often the small intentional moments throughout your day where you take little actions that make the biggest impact. Think about how you can weave self-care into your existing routine. You, that busy entrepreneur, professional, mom, dad, whatever it is, could you not take, for example, a few deep breaths before responding to an email? Oh, yes, you can. Could you not just enjoy a cup of tea without distractions or take a 5-minute walk to clear your head between meetings? It's small acts like these that seem insignificant, but when I when we apply, my clients and I apply this in our daily lives, it creates those pockets of peace into your day, and it helps you to reset your mind and your body. As the saying goes, little by little, a little becomes a lot. Oh, yes, these tiny moments of self-care add up. They create that ripple effect that can transform how you feel and function. I always give the example of throwing a little stone in the water, you get these circles. Do not underestimate the ripple effect. Another way to seamlessly integrate self-care is, of course, by turning it into a real routine, a ritual almost. When self-care becomes a non-negotiable part of your day, it's easier to stick with it even when you're busy. And I have seen that in my own life. It is such a help when you create habits and routines, when you start identifying a few key times in your day where you can establish those simple routines or rituals. Maybe it's a morning routine. Maybe setting a positive tone for the day, or writing in your gratitude journal, like a few minutes maybe of stretching, journaling, simply sitting in silence before the day begins. What about that? Or maybe for you, it's an evening routine that helps you unwind and transition from work mode to relaxation mode, such as a warm bath, reading a book, practicing some ritual for you that helps you, even if it's doing the dishes. It can be a self-care routine. These rituals don't have to be elaborate. The key is consistency and intention, of course. And when you make these practices a regular part of your life, you will see that they become anchors that will ground you no matter how chaotic things are getting. And I really can only affirm this. My own life is a good testimonial for that. It really works because we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit, says Aristotle. So by building all those self-care routines into your daily habits, you create that foundation for ongoing well-being. Well-being and health. Isn't this what this show is all about? Your mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, financial well-being. That is what this show is all about. And again, as we talked earlier in the show about technology, I just want to ask you again to use technology wisely, because it often gets something that when it comes to self-care, it becomes an automatism. We open our social media and we are half an hour into it before we know it. There are so many ways to help manage stress in those digital apps and platforms. Maybe even meditate with an app or track your habits with an app. So use that technology maybe to get those daily routines into your daily life. So use that technology in a way that enhances your self-care rather than detracting from it, rather than the distraction of going on social media and swiping for an hour instead of using that time to feed your soul. Maybe you can set even reminders on your phone to take breaks. I do that sometimes. I use also a meditation app to practice mindfulness. I so often take my phone to just listen to some relaxing music before I go to bed. I love the piano relaxing music, and it really helps me to slow down to the speed of life. You can also use technology to stay accountable if you want, to track your progress, to send you motivational quotes during the day, or to connect you with like-minded people. Make technology a servant to your self-care, not a master, that it doesn't take over from you. Use it wisely. And as somebody noted, I can't remember who it was, we shape our tools and thereafter our tools shape us. I think that is an important phrase here, because don't let technology shape you. Use it as a tool, and that's it, as a tool that supports your well-being. And last but not least, I want also to tell you that while it's important to create routines, it's equally crucial here. And I think that this is an important part to close off with, to be flexible. As I said, life is unpredictable, and there will be days when your planned self-care practices just don't happen. They don't work, and that's okay. The goal is not to be rigid, to be judgmental, but to remain committed to that intention of truly taking care of yourself and your soul and your body and your mind. If you miss your morning routine, find another moment in the day to pause and reset. It's okay. If your usual walk isn't possible, take a few moments to stretch and breathe. The point is to stay adaptable and find ways to care for yourself, even when things don't go as planned. Do the best you can until you know better, said Maya Angelou. Again, as I said, one of my examples. Because when you know better, you will do better. It's about giving yourself true grace while staying committed to your own well-being. How about you? How do you integrate self-care into your busy life? What is your intention and small action here? Because it's the best to start small, to build consistent routines, to use that technology as a supporting tool, as we said, and to stay flexible. By doing all this, you will find that self-care isn't just a burden, as it seems to be for so many people when we are so busy and so productive. But it is a source of strength and resilience. It can be, promise you, it can be that source of strength and resilience in your everyday life. And as I'm going to close this today's show, remember, I so often say it, but I want to say it again, self-care is a journey, not a destination. Oh, yes. It's about making choices that honor your needs and well-being, even in the midst of a busy life. I just want to thank you from my heart to yours for joining me today. And I hope that this show, From Overdrive to Thrive, Mastering the Art of Stress-Free Success, has opened your eyes, that you find some insights very helpful for you so that you can integrate them in your life, and that you are inspired to start building these routines and strategies into your own daily routine. I send you all my love. Until next time, take care of yourself, because you are worth it. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.